moments that we have left.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Running short on time, but we got some Wisconsin news I'm going to share it right now. Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin, Josh Call, a frequent guest on this show, he had some statements to make today. He said, effectively, if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, he will not enforce Wisconsin abortion bans. Here is his direct quote. I found this at the Madison.com, the Wisconsin State Journal. Even if the courts were to interpret that law as being enforceable, as Attorney General, I would not use the resources of the Wisconsin Department of Justice either to investigate alleged violations of that abortion ban or to prosecute alleged violations of it. Call said the Justice Department is focused on investigating crimes of statewide importance like homicide, sexual assault, and arson, diverting resources from those important cases to the kinds of cases that could be brought under an abortion ban, which I also believe would be unconstitutional, is not something that I would do as Attorney General. Call said enforcing an abortion ban would undermine public safety. One more quote from the AG. And it would result in serious negative health consequences, including potentially the death of women who wanted to seek and exercise what for nearly 50 years has been understood to be constitutionally, a constitutionally protected right. Again, the words of Josh Call today, the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin says he will not enforce any Wisconsin abortion ban. So anyways, we got him on our side. There is a story out there, Gableman. You know, the special prosecutor investigator assigned by what? Robin Voss. Boss Voss said, hey, let's do a partisan witch hunt. Gableman, you're just the guy. Well, Gableman has been out there doing this, and he has been quite partisan to my interpretation. He's been threatening, you know, the mayor of my city, Madison, Wisconsin, and Green Bay. You know, and just because he doesn't understand much about elections, that's no bad thing. But he has completely conflicted himself. Over the course of this weekend, Gableman went out and campaigned for Rebecca Clayfish. Oh, that's not a conflict. The guy's supposed to be investigating the last election, and he is showing preference in the next election. Let me read a little of the reporting of Patrick Marley at the Journal Sentinel. Michael Gableman talked up his review of the 2020 election at a Republican event over the weekend, telling the crowd he wouldn't back down from Democrats and tipping his hand about his preferences in the GOP primaries. The former state Supreme Court justice, corrupt, my interpretation, at times he tried to portray himself as impartial, really, at the Republican event, and at others sought to stir up the Republican base. Wants the best of all worlds. He's on deck to speak at another Republican event later this month. During an appearance Sunday in Beloit, Gableman appeared alongside Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and touted her bid for governor. That could put him in an awkward position if Marine veteran Kevin Nicholson decides to run for governor, because Gableman serves on the advisory board for Nicholson's political organization, the No Better Friend Corp. They've got an office in downtown Waukesha. I've seen it. Nice little office. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester hired Gableman this summer to review the election, giving him a budget of like $700,000, right? Democrats, election experts, and some Republicans have called Gableman's work a waste of taxpayer money that is needlessly damaging faith in the state's voting system. Some Republicans, including those Gableman spoke to Sunday, have welcomed his review. Of course they have. Gableman told them he had to make sure they keep his review going. His contract expires this month, and Voss has not said if he will extend it. Nothing like going to the crowds. Keep paying me $11,000 a month, and I'll keep stirring the crap. I knew there would be criticism. This is a quote from the corrupted former Supreme Court justice. I knew there would be criticism. I did not know there would be this universal defense mechanism, even among some people in the leadership of the Republican Party, who would rather just let this go, Gableman told the crowd. according to a recording of his speech. But we can't let it go. We can't let it go. They come for us in tiny, tiny steps. They come for us in millimeters. And if you give a millimeter, they're going to push you, and you've got to back up more. You back up, they're going to push you again, and you've got to back up more. I'm done backing up, and I hope you are too. Gableman made his comments at the Rock County Republican Party's Merry Politics event. He's slated to attend another event on December 20th with the Chippewa County Republican Party. State Senator Kathy, I hate her name, Bernier, of Lake Holly this week said she didn't think it was a good idea for Gableman to attend political events while he's conducting his election review. Well, that seems common sense, but, you know, why would he be bestowed with any common sense? On Monday, she said Voss should end Gableman's review soon because it's going to hurt Republicans at the ballot box. A Democratic rep, Mark Spreitzer of Beloit, said he wasn't surprised Gableman is attending partisan events because his hiring was announced at the state Republicans' annual convention. Remember that? They had the party convention, the Republicans did, and that's where they announced the hiring of Gableman. You know, very nonpartisan space, right, Voss? And he filled his staff with Republicans and election skeptics. Here's a quote from Spreitzer. It's an extension of what we've already seen, which is that this is not a legitimate investigation. This is a partisan effort, and it's designed to cater to the Republican base. In his speech, Gableman championed Clayfish and implied she would win her primary and defeat Governor Tony Evers. I know, Rebecca, you are going to be a fantastic governor, the special elections investigator said, right? Nothing like throwing out an endorsement while you're investigating the election. He praised her for her kindness and her straightforwardness, but added, she's tough as nails, too. You're going to be fantastic. Well, that's going to hurt Nicholson. Also, there are a couple of Republicans that apparently are considering a run for Attorney General. They include Attorney Eric Toney and State Rep Adam Jarkow, who's also considering a run against Josh Call. One last thought, one last quote from Gableman. I look at Eric Toney's literature and I see right on the front page his goal to reform and defend election law. I know which candidate I'm going to vote for, and I think Eric Toney would be an outstanding attorney general, said the very partisan Gableman. Jarkow said he viewed Gableman's comments as an indictment of Josh Call. Well, not himself, right? So the election investigator in the state of Wisconsin is out there endorsing candidates for the office of governor next year. You know, we got midterms here. You know, he's getting to the, you know, the true integrity of the elections and telling you exactly who he wants to win. So, you know, at least he's being transparent, question mark. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank my fine co-devil. He was Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a legend. He's a friend of mine. Tomorrow on the big show, we've got Bill McCoshin. He's a Republican from the great state of Wisconsin. He joins me in the 4 o'clock hour. Hope you stick around. But, you know, more big programming. Devil Radio. Keep it locked.